past few years have seen a rapid increase in the number of cyclists in Prague, as Praguers become more concerned with healthy living and the environment, more and more of them choose to cycle, both for recreation and daily travel. Masha Walensky has more in this week's Czech Life.
Hills, cobblestones, narrow streets, and multi-lane freeways. Prague is just not an easy city to maneuver on two wheels. Yet with every year, more and more Praguers are choosing to use a bike not just for recreation, but also for daily use. According to some estimates, in the summer of 2010, cyclists made up 3.1% of all traffic in the city, and that number has been growing. The last two city hall administrations have made an effort to support Prague residents in choosing to use bikes as a means of transport, but many critics say there's still a long way to go for Prague to become a truly bike-friendly city. I spoke to Vít Masarem, managing director of the Prague-based civic association Automat, that advocates for alternative modes of transportation, about what has happened for cycling in Prague since the new mayor, Bohuslav Svoboda, took over in November 2010.
There's definitely much more cyclists in the streets of Prague. The last survey dates back to 2010 and said something about 60,000 people using bicycles as a means of transport. There were improved certain of the worst and most dangerous places for cyclists in Prague. When the new city council was elected, the position of cycling in the structure of municipal power lost this non-systemic support from the mayor. It took 1.5 years before some position got at least stabilized.
But lack of structural support within the Prague City Hall is not the main problem, says Daniel Morek, the Greenways International Affairs Coordinator at the Partners 3 Foundation and the Vice President of the European Cyclist Federation, who is also a member of the Prague City Hall's Committee for Cycling.
The political will is not there. We were really disappointed to see the budget cuts of, 45 million crowns from year to year. And people started cycling in Prague, and we were excited because all of a sudden people realized that the bicycle is the mean of transport, and they were expecting the city will increase the involvement in cycling and investment. And this hasn't happened, and I think this is the worst message you can send to the users of bicycle. Mr. Mayor, he shows some interest, but still the big money goes into Blanka Tunnel, into big construction for cars, which is a model that every other city is not developing anymore. Even the US cities, they want to get rid of the old highways cutting through the cities like Boston, or not to speak of Europe. This is a model of the 70s.
Although grander vision may be lacking, at least some cycling infrastructure is present in the city. Prague now has 144 kilometers of bike paths and more than 500 kilometers of cycle lanes marked on the city's thoroughfares. The city hall has also installed over 1,200 bike stands around the city. Still, many Praguers choose not to use their bikes on a daily basis because of safety and other concerns, and those who do feel that there is still a lot to be desired for them to feel comfortable on the roads.
It's very dangerous, the cars and the drivers are very aggressive, so I'm afraid that I can be, hurt or killed maybe.
I mean, right now it's like everything is working against you. You don't want to ride on the sidewalk because, of course, it's bad in general for pedestrians as well, so pedestrians are annoyed by bikers all the time. The truck drivers, the cars, the trams, no one is positive about bikes. For it to be a real bike city, you would need to have separate bike lanes, separate bike lights, like a city like Copenhagen, like a city like Berlin.
In certain places, you really need to get rid of parking places because there just isn't enough place for all these different kinds of traffic. And I think it would make the streets much nicer.
It seems that most regular and recreational cyclists that I spoke to in Prague feel not only unsafe, but also somewhat overlooked on the city's roads. And I wondered if that can really change in a country that has the greatest number of cars per capita in the whole of the European Union. I asked Daniel Morek if there is a silver bullet that would help place Prague on the map of modern bike-friendly cities.
It's not so difficult. You don't have to build much for cyclists. There are two essentials. We saw it in practice in Vancouver. Put 80% of the city streets to 30-kilometer limit. Then you don't have to do much for cycling, because 30 kilometers is the speed limit where the cyclists are still safe. If you have 40, 50, the chance that you get killed or seriously injured, it increases tremendously. Plus, there where the speed limit is not 30 kilometers, then you have to provide infrastructure, ideally physically isolated from the traffic. Because if you have 50 kilometer car street, and if there's only a bike lane without the physical separation, elderly people will not go, lots of women will not go, lots of kids.
At least one of Morek's suggestions is being taken seriously both by the main city hall and by some borough administrations. Following the initial proposal by Automat, and thanks to the open-mindedness of Prague 8 Municipal Council, Karlín became Prague's first district to introduce a so-called Tempo 30 zone in August of this year. This essentially means that in a designated residential area, the speed limit for cars in all smaller streets is limited to 30 kilometers per hour, leaving the 50 kilometer speed limit only on larger roads encompassing the zone. Tempo 30 gives cyclists the possibility of going in both directions, even on one-way streets, and a generally safer and cleaner environment. Marek, who rides to work every day, is impressed by the change.
It's very comfortable, I have to say, and it feels much safer, not just for cyclists, for pedestrians, and of course at points drivers aren't respecting the speed, but I think it really changes the whole atmosphere in this neighborhood.
Another change that civic groups and city government do agree on is the expansion of a bike-sharing system, which has had a lot of success in a number of European and North American cities. Monika Krobova-Hašová, chairman of the Prague City Hall Committee for Cycling, says funding has already been allocated.
An essential next step, which is looking very realistic at this point, is creating bike sharing schemes all across Prague. The City Hall is already preparing the funds for this. We will start with about 50 million crowns. We are preparing two possible versions. One would be for normal bikes and the other for electric ones. No European city has bike sharing for electric bikes so far, so Prague will be the first one.
Nikde v žádném městě v Evropě, takže Praha by byla první.
Tempo 30 zones and a bike sharing network may help improve the situation for cyclists in some parts of Prague, but it probably won't make it more convenient for those going from one part of the city to another, which is unavoidable for many people on their way to work. Until bike lanes are not only marked but also separated on larger thoroughfares and the historical centers made more bike friendly, many bikers will simply not want to take the risk. And these kinds of systemic changes may be slow in coming, judging by what Mrs. Krobova-Hašová told me.
Hlavní město Praha bude budovat cyklostezky, ale na místech, kde je pro ně prostor.
Prague City Hall will build new bike lanes, but only in places where there is room for them. We cannot really infringe on the historical parts of Prague. It's important for us to retain Prague's character. I would say that cyclists do not have precedence here. We have to admit that. There really aren't that many of them. I think that pedestrians are a much greater priority. Because, realistically, we're all pedestrians at some point or another, and cyclists only once in a while.
Although many agree that cycling infrastructure should be a part of any modern city, it does not seem that these concerns lie at the core of some overall vision for the development of Prague, at least not yet.